live studio audience.
Good evening. This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. Tonight, our show comes to you live from the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota. Bemidji is the hometown to the mythical logger Paul Bunyan and Hollywood actress Jane Russell, both of which were pop culture icons, one of which was a total fake, alleged to have spent thousands on beard wax over a long career in the spotlight. I lost the card. That's Bunyan, right? I think that's Bunyan. All right. The Great Northern Radio Show features music, comedy, and stories about modern life off the beaten path. We're the pretty big show from your hometown, making Minnesota cooler than it already was. And I'm Aaron Brown, born and raised in the swamps near Minnesota's Mesabi Iron Range, now residing deep in the forests of Itasca County. I emerged from the woods for three reasons only: to acquire provisions from town, such as lard and candle wax, to teach public speaking classes at a reputable community college, and to host this show. I hope you like it. The Great Northern Radio Show is a production of Northern Community Radio. Our program is made possible by support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Grant Program, and the Blandin Foundation. Find our podcast at our webpage, greatnorthernradioshow.org. Thanks to the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund for additional support. And now, folks, tonight's show features a daring musical experiment. We have, of course, our house band. You'll meet them in a moment. Tonight's name for the band is Babe and the Pauls. And Katie, please, Katie Haug, tell us who's in the band today.
Standing next to me is Corey Medina, and if you don't know who Corey is, then I don't know what you're doing. But Corey is an accomplished musician in Minnesota and regionally in the United States now, growing more and more. Then way over yonder, our percussion person extraordinaire, Eric Sundin. He's a professor at Bemidji State University. He is in about 7,500 bands. He just came from a Pinewood Derby.
Nice.
Where his sons were champions, I'm assuming. Yeah, yep. And then next to Eric is our amazing bass player who just goes by DC.
Cool. And we've also got Eric Carlson is the guest singer for our headline band. We're really excited to unveil tonight's reunion of one of Bemidji's most famous secret bands, Known Only Locally. And because our band and Known Only Locally both emerged from this fantastic Bemidji music scene, you'll hear the full sound of these bands playing together, collaborating on a number of tunes. It's really cool. The Great Northern Radio Show is all about feeling good, so let's get it started.
Together at all. So when you got called, I felt ashamed. Looking like a magazine, hokey smoky barroom scene. Look for the go-between I couldn't find, and my mind was gone. Said you'd be there just a while, a week. No time to seek, just time to rest. I said, I know I'm not alone. They all want to take you home, steak and eggs for breakfast, even bring a bag for the bones. But I'll just buy you a cup of coffee. I might be coming home. you think again. Slow goes the time without a friend. Feeling pretty good, it slides to an end. I didn't know you then, or how you felt. The time has come for our last round, taking up my lonely town. Hurt and found, I think you come down on me. Now I believe what I said.
For Katie Tesar.
Known only locally. Got Eric Carlson, Eric Sundin, Gary Brosty, of course, the great Miriam Tell. And I'm joined now by Miriam's sister, Christy Miller. Now, Christy is the owner of Bridget's Irish Pub here in Bemidji, which is one of the hot spots of this fantastic Bemidji scene. And she's one of the founding members of Known Only Locally. And so say hello to Christy Miller, if you would, so kindly. Now, I had to do a little research on the band to before the show, and they have this album, Known Only Locally has this album, and it's this picture of the Western Hemisphere. It's like the whole Western Hemisphere, this old, great old-fashioned line art kind of map. And it's got this like looking glass that focuses in on just one tiny part of North America. And of course, it's our neighborhood here in northern Minnesota. And they and the map lists this area as being called Eel Pout Country. And it's got little tiny pictures of the towns and the lakes in this area. And I just love this album art. And I think it's a great way to describe Known Only Locally, because it's this fantastic band that has played for so many years. And it got a lot of attention locally because people found out what a good band it was. But it wasn't necessarily the most famous band. So Christy, maybe tell me a little how Known Only Locally got started.
Well, Known Only Locally got started in 1976. Miriam and Lou Ferrari, who is here tonight, and also who did the cover work on that album in 1979. Yes, he's back there. Take us down, Lou. They got together to enter the Bemidji State College Fiddle Contest, and that was kind of the start of it.
Yeah.
And I think they didn't win because Jim, being Jim, wouldn't play what they wanted him to play. They wanted him to do a waltz, you know, on a jig, and he objected.
She's talking about
Surprise
Jim Miller,
there.
Of course. Yeah, and we were honored, Christy, that you and Jim could play our show back in 2012. I think it was our second show ever. It was very early in the run, and Jim had just had some health troubles and had just made a big comeback coming on stage, and it was just a thrill to see him play right here on stage. And, of course, we've lost Jim since, but his music and spirit live on. Christy, I know it's tough, but what do you want people to know about Jim as... And his music, and what you'd want them to remember about his music?
That's kind of a hard question. He was pretty complex, so he had a lot of messages. I texted my son, who's not in this country, and I said, what do you think Jim would, you know, want people to know? And he texted back saying, well, you could tell him that he didn't care for anybody all that much. But he really did, but, you know, it was that exterior. He was kind of gruff. So... Really, though, what I would quote is one of his songs, and it's from If You're Roll, and that is that if the worst thing about dying is to not be playing, and the worst thing about living is to play uninspired.
Yeah, that's great. What makes the Bemidji scene so special, I just love how there's always music playing in this town. And it's not a very big city. It's not as big as Duluth or some other cities. And it's got this great scene, always live music going on. What do you think makes it special, Christy? What's the sound? What's the vibe of this town? And what makes it its own thing?
Boy, that's a tough one to answer. I don't know what it is. And we always joke that there must be something in the water. Music truly does permeate Bemidji and has for a long, long time. And I feel lucky to be a part of it. And it started way before I came along. There were many good musicians around here. What I think now is I like to see the ones coming up. Eric Carlson is one of them who's taken Jim's stuff and gone to town with it, so to speak. Corey is another one. Sam Milchid from over in Grand Rapids. You know, we can thank KAXE and KBXE for kind of pulling these people together and making a cogent sound, I guess.
Awesome. Well, that's Christy Miller. She's one of the founding members of Known Only Locally. And they're going to play another song.
But the autumn colors blazed a fire, and with the hours losing light, it came down to the wire. Great horned owls screeching cries, moving bales by pale moonlight. Under the October skies, it's a pressing kind of thing, the feeling that comes with November. You learned it early on, autumn's the biggest pretender. You don't like the cold, you said, but couldn't you telephone back? Nothing is colder than that.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and this is our springtime show, and that means that even though it might not be totally safe to say it yet, but spring is just about here. Winter's almost over. You know, winters here are brutal. They're rough, and people hunker down. They go to bars. They do. They sing karaoke. Even local legend Paul Bunyan and his famous sidekick were known to sing a tune or two down at the Keg and Cork.
They say we're freaks and we don't know. We won't find out because we're overgrown.
Well, I don't know if all that's true, but you got Paul and babe, I got you. Babe,
my ox blue babe, my ox blue babe. They say our love is oddly bent, no bunks for us, they make us pitch a tent.
I guess that's so they don't hear you snore, and I sleepwalk and break down all their doors. Babe,
my ox blue babe, my ox blue babe.
I'm out of work, every spring. But I want your nose to wear my ring.
And when I'm mad, I stomp around till 10,000 lakes cover the ground. Let them say your flannel's wrong, though I'll be wearing them before too long.
Then put your little tail near mine. There ain't no hill or mountain we can climb in two steps, babe. My ox blue, babe. My ox blue, babe. I got you to scratch my back. I got you to soak my corns.
I got you to buff my horns.
I got you to cook me ham.
I got you to break my jam.
I got you, I won't let go.
I got you to love me so.
My
thank you. Runyon Family Podiatry, Bemidji, putting feet first for your family. Chantel speaking, how can I help you?
Yeah. Can you remove nails?
Well, yeah, if we have to, but we'd try to save the nail first if we could. Which nail is it?
16 penny.
What?
16 penny. Galvanized.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand. Is it the little piggy, the big piggy, the one that went to market, or the one that stayed home?
It's the 3-inch-long galvanized roofing nail that I shot out of my nail gun and through my right foot.
Oh, that piggy. Well, that sounds really painful. Let me put you on hold for a moment.
Toes got you in a jam? Heels like tractor tires? Do your feet smell like beef barley soup and sadness? Dr. Archer can help. Schedule an appointment today, and tomorrow you'll be footloose and fancy free.
The doctor is with a patient now, but he can see you when you get here. When will that be?
Unfortunately, my right foot is nailed to the roof of my fish house. Does the doctor do house calls? Or maybe fish house calls?
Oh, just cut the board off the roof and bring it in with your foot. Do you have someone who can drive you?
Well, I got my nephew here, Carl, but I just finished this roof. I can't put a hole in it. All that work.
Well, it's not exactly raining right now, is it?
Hey, Carl, run over to my truck and throw that chainsaw up here to me, would you? Hey, turn it off before you throw it. It'll be a bit. See you soon.
Paul's Bunyan Family Podiatry, Chantel speaking.
Hey, Chantel, this is Rob down at Lucky's Leftover Thrift and Bait Shop.
Oh, hi, Rob. How's it going?
Oh, good. Hey, it was some hockey game last weekend, huh? Is your face okay?
Oh, yeah, it looks better already. That's the price you pay when Chuck-a-Puck goes wrong.
Well, next time, wear that face mask I bought you. You look good in it. But this is a professional call. Do you have any patients with only one foot?
Well, there's Jesse Klein. Lost his leg in a snowmobile accident. Texting and driving. Apparently, he was trying to reel in a gal on that dating site Hook, Line, and Sinker. You know the one.
Maybe.
Anyway, he was texting with his latest catch and ran into its own deer stand.
Oh, bummer about the deer stand. Now, does he have a right foot or a left foot?
A right foot. Why?
I'll be darned if I don't have a shoe thief in town.
Someone is stealing pairs of shoes from Lucky's Leftover Thrift and Bait Shop? Aren't they only a dollar a pair?
They aren't stealing pairs of shoes, just the left. I've got 10 right shoes sitting on a shelf with no mates. It's like a pirate's mudroom in there. Anyway, I got to thinking, you might know someone with a motive.
Are they women's shoes or men's shoes?
Well, now that's the thing. It's a little hard to tell. Let me walk you over to the shoe department. I'm going to put you on hold for a second.
Welcome to Lefty's Leftover Thrift and Bait Boutique. From dull hockey skates to gently used thermal underwear, we've got it. And while you're shopping, we'll fill your bait bucket. The best of what's left of northern Minnesota. Lefty's, because leftovers should never be thrown out.
Okay, you're on speakerphone now. Here's what I've got. A slipper, could be man's or woman's. A ski boot, could go either way. A rubber boot, black, with that orange band across the top. A muckluck, also genderless, and a tap shoe.
Why would anyone need a single tap shoe?
Well, my point exactly. Any one-legged tappers come in to see the doc lately?
Marcia Turner.
Yeah? 1 foot. Which one? The left? Is she a tapper?
She's a trapper.
You said a tapper.
Both, actually. Tapper and trapper. You know, animal traps. Her trap line is up by Poposky. That's how she lost her foot.
Oh, caught in a trap. It's like an Elvis song.
She'd set her lines one day last year and was just working on a little tap combo, lost her footing, and stepped backwards right into one of the traps. Oh. Just horrible.
And she's missing her right foot.
Yes, but she doesn't seem like she'd steal shoes from a thrift store, Rob. Maybe she just donated her right shoes.
Why didn't I think of that? Well, now I just need to figure out what to do with all these single shoes.
What about Jesse Klein?
Jesse.
I bet he could use an extra muckluck and a rain boot, maybe even a ski boot someday. Hey, let's get them together.
Oh, yeah, maybe they could be soulmates.
Soulmates.
It's lucky we didn't write that. So will I see you at the game on Friday?
Wouldn't miss it, Rob.
Wear your face mask.
Keep your stick down.
The Great Northern Radio Players, welcome back, known only locally. And they're here with our house band with the Jim Miller song.
Faded dreams. The sky's erased, the season's passing. Feels your grace, and I'm listening for you. Inhaler's fields or full wood piles, through frost-dead sunflowers, haunted aisles, I hear you whispering to me.
If I could be with you tonight, if I could sniff the candle, I'd be there. If I could win your love with deeds, if I could find the strength I need to stay there. Was it all for the memory? Was it all dreaming, or is it all for now? Is it all for the season? Was it all the heart's treason, or is it all?
Weather today was beautiful and kind of cold and kind of warm at the same time. Tomorrow it's supposed to be even warmer. You can't avoid talking about the weather this time of year. It's something that everybody in northern Minnesota has to do. And the part of the reason is whenever the seasons change in this area, people act like they're waiting in the hospital for the simultaneous death and birth of something very important. It's a strange concoction of resignation on one hand and hope on the other. Regardless of the outcome, always takes longer than you'd like it to. And really, you don't even trust that the season has changed until it's almost over. And that's just part of the tradition of spring in northern Minnesota. And joining us now, Babe in the Paws.
She will, when streams are ripe and filled with rain. May she will stay, resting in my arms again.
Day.
Sunny skies. It must be 55 degrees.
I think I can say it.
Are you sure? Don't jinx it.
Spring is here!
Yay! Yay! Oh my god, it's a talking snowman?
I saw this once in a Michael Keaton movie. I didn't think it could really happen.
Hi.
Hi. Did you say spring? I love spring. It's my favorite season.
That seems unusual, you know, for a snowman.
That's right. But I don't care what people say, or what Mom said, or what science says. This snowman loves spring.
Well, great. How do you stay solid?
Fiber. No, actually, I just drink a lot of water.
That also seems counterintuitive.
It helps. I can really feel it moving through my system.
Oh, I see. You've left quite a trail down the sidewalk here.
Yes, wherever I go, there I am. It's okay. I'm saving up for a freezer so I can bulk up later.
Oh, good. Don't take this the wrong way, Mr. Snowman, but you look a little rough.
Yeah, I get it. If it weren't for the dog poop, there wouldn't be much holding me together. Anyway, I'm saving up by investing in my friend's Lula Snow business. Once he signs on 8 prospects, we can start looking for our own investors.
That sounds like a pyramid scheme. Where does a snowman even get money?
That payday loan place down the street. You know, 40% interest. But I figure I'll make twice that when my shares are actualized in the performance metric. See, what Steve says is
oh my goodness. Mr. Snowman, are you all right?
What did you eat?
Just a little road salt.
Oh, road salt is a terrible food for a snowman.
Okay, Mom. Like you don't party.
What party? Road salt is designed to melt ice and snow.
And whiskey kills brain cells, but things still turned out pretty good for Ernest Hemingway.
They really didn't, no. Snowman. Not a good example.
Listen, you guys seemed pretty cool a minute ago, but I can tell you're just a couple of buzzkills. My buddy invited me over for a sauna. So I'm going to give that a try for the very first time. It's going to be fantastic. Snowman out.
Should we tell him?
No.
Welcome back, known only locally.
This old town filled with sand, it'll swallow. If you got some money to burn, take it home right away. You got 10 years to pay, and Satan is waiting his turn.
a friend came around,
trying to clean up this town. His ideas made some people mad.
He trusted his crowd,
so he spoke right out loud, and they lost the best friend they had.
This old earthquake's gonna leave me in the poorhouse. It seems like this whole town's insane.
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from the Chief Theater here in Bemidji. Good evening, I'm Aaron Brown. Our show is made possible in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the listener members of Northern Community Radio. Give yourselves a hand. And Northern Community Radio is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. We are talking about words tonight. So here's a word you hear all the time. It's in the newspaper. People don't know what to make out of it. Sustainability. What is sustainability? Well, you hear the word around local foods, growing local foods, and it's actually a lot more than that. So joining me tonight is the Assistant Sustainability Director at Bemidji State University and the Northwest Coordinator of the Clean Energy Resource Teams Organization. Now, her title is the most complicated part about her because her name is Anna Carlson. Hi, Anna. And she sang with us earlier, so she's pulling extra duties here. So, Anna, tell me, what is sustainability?
That's a big question. That's a good question. And depending on who you ask, you'll probably get quite a few different answers. But for me and the work that I do in sustainability, it's really about the opportunity to live and thrive and for future generations to not only live but to thrive as well. And it kind of requires an understanding of our deep connection and reliance on the earth and all that is healthy and good, and it requires us to keep our bodies healthy and good, sustain ourselves with good food and good exercise and sleep, all that good stuff.
This brings me to a question, because Bemidji, like a lot of towns around here, was founded on the basic principles of cutting down trees and drinking whiskey. How did you get from there to sustainability?
It's really a good question. Well, I've been fortunate to be born and raised in Bemidji, actually just north of Bemidji in Turtle River, beautiful Turtle River. And with my work here in the community, I work on the City of Bemidji's Sustainability Committee. And the City of Bemidji is a signatory of a thing called the Green Step Cities Program. And we actually have our neighbors, Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and the Red Lake Nation are also Green Step Tribal Nations. And these programs sort of challenge communities on 29 best practices to recognize and implement sustainable practices in their communities. And I wanted to highlight a couple of cool things going on in the Bemidji community, and saw some friends from the food shelf here in the audience today, and I wanted to give a shout out to the Bemidji Area Community Food Shelf, who have an amazing farm, and they provide families with need fresh local produce, and they're getting ready to build a deep winter greenhouse to produce food year-round, so that's really cool. And we also, And we're also going to see our very first community solar garden installed in the Bemidji community at Beltrami Electric Cooperative, just north of town.
Go down and pick up some suns.
Pick
suns right off the bushes.
Right.
Just careful, but wear gloves. Sorry, that was a dad joke, sorry.
Sorry.
Hey. You're still stuck with me for a little while longer. So... You're from the Bemidji area. What makes Bemidji, Bemidji? What's it all about to you?
Ooh, what makes Bemidji, Bemidji? One thing that I love about this community is just how close we are to the natural environment, the woods, the water, being able to get out into the environment, enjoy it. And I hope that my girls, I have two beautiful daughters, that are able to enjoy the high quality of the environment that we have here in northern Minnesota Bemidji community for a long time to come.
Very good. Well, that's Anna Carlson.
Thanks, Anna.
I'll tell you the reason that I fly by night is because I've lost my heart's delight. Hide-a-da-dee-da-diddle all day, hide-a-da-dee-da-diddle all day. The woodpecker sitting on a fence. Oh, I once loved a handsome wedge. Oh, she got saucy and from me fled. Ever since my ass been red, I said, hide-a-da-dee-da-diddle all day, hide-a-da-dee-da-diddle all day, hey, hey, diddly-o. I said the woo-woo and away you flew. Oh, I once loved a young girl too. Oh, she got saucy and wanted to go. So I got a new string for my bow. I said, hide a da diddle diddle all day, hide a da diddle diddle all day, oh, hide a da diddle diddle all day, hey, hey, diddly oh. I said the robin and away you flew. When I was a young man, I chose to. If one didn't love me, the other one would. Don't you think my notion's good? I said, who'd set the hour with a head so wide? A lonesome day and a lonesome night. Oh, did I hear that pretty girl say? She caught all night and she sleep all day. I said, yeah.
To the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from downtown Bemidji, Minnesota. We were just talking about sustainability a minute ago. That's a word you can see many different ways. That's how words are. They spark your biases, remind you of your experiences, and expose your opinions. But really, there's nothing more sustainable than hopping on a bike and burning a few calories while having fun. Earlier today, the third annual Northland Fat Bike Rally took place at Lake Bemidji State Park. Fat bikes are, of course, mountain bikes with extra wide tires, capable of navigating rough terrain, attacking rocky hills, making sharp turns on snow or mud or gravel. From Crosby to Duluth, from Bemidji to Brainerd, to the tall red hills of the Iron Range, fat biking is Northern Minnesota's fastest growing recreational hobby. So joining us now, one of the riders from today's event, Fat Bike Bob.
It's not necessary, it's just Bob.
Okay, Bob and his fat bike.
Dude, why do you gotta call my bike fat?
because it is a fat bike with extra fat tires.
See, there you go again. You're so fat shaming my bike.
To the contrary, I think you have a beautiful, shiny, well-constructed fat bike. Nothing to be ashamed of at all.
Dude, I was listening earlier. Words matter.
Well, yes, they do.
What if I called you a fat host?
I would probably be a little upset. You know, my weight is yo-yoed with my emotions over the years. It's, it really goes back all to when my parents were, you know.
Exactly. So why would you call my bike fat?
Well, that's what they're called.
Some bikes are just made this way, you know?
Yes, at the factory.
She's big-framed. She can't help it.
Yes, and just look at the tires.
Tires? Is that all she is to you? A pair of big tires?
Well, she is a bike. Tires are very important parts of a bike.
Next you're going to be telling your bike so fat jokes.
Oh, I'm not sure I know any of those. Are those like yo mama jokes?
Yeah, more offensive. Like this one. Your bike so fat it rides on the BMI circuit.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. Instead of BMX, it's, you know.
Don't dissect the joke, dude. It only makes it worse.
Well, I would never tell a joke like that.
Really? You'd never say, your bike's so fat, it doesn't have shocks, it has revelations?
No way. No, that would be...
Your bike's so fat, it pops a chain every time it sees an Arby's?
No, never that, no.
Well, then why would you call my bike fat?
I'm sorry I called your bike fat. I meant no offense.
Apology accepted.
Okay, good. So how was the ride today?
Oh, we just took a spin around the parking lot and ate like a box of granola bars. My baby doesn't like the hills.
Well, but isn't that the whole
later,
point?
Dude.
Oh. Well, you just heard our house band earlier. We've also got Bemidji's own version of a 1970s supergroup here. They're known only locally, and here they are to team up with Corey Medina on a new song. Here we go.
This song is for all the parents in the house. Thank you.
are tuned to the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We are in the last half hour of our live broadcast from the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota. We are talking about words. Well, there's a place just outside of Bemidji where you can find just about every kind of word there is. Since 1961, the Concordia Language Villages have welcomed young people from all over the country to learn languages in a unique, fully immersive environment in the woods of northern Minnesota. What are the advantages of a fully immersive language school? Well, see for yourself.
Me too. Just think, we'll be learning the language of Socrates,
Plato,
Aristotle.
And we'll be able to converse in the language of the ancients and read the great works in the original text.
And the kids back home won't understand.
That's right. I'll be able to tell them to stop giving me wedgies in the tongue of Pericles and Alexander the Great.
Kalos ertate, children. Milene. Mrs. Umlaut, and I am the camp director of the summer language programs. Are you all excited to immerse yourself in Greek language and culture?
Yay!
Well, I'm sorry to inform you that your instructor, Mrs. Koriholios, is recovering from a bad case of shingles, so she won't be able to teach this summer. It's hard to find Greek teachers on short notice, but we found a fluent speaker in a nearby food truck. Here is Mr. Stavros Stathopoulos. I leave it to you, Mr. Stathopoulos.
Children, I am Stavros. You want to learn Greek? Okay. First lesson is breeding sheep. First phrase you need is, I would like your ram to mate with my fertile ewes. Repeat after me. Thathala Ramsas, Yana Zevgar Rosun, Me Emphores Provatines Mu.
Thathala Ramsas, Soya Zubita Mu.
Good, good. Now, this. Once your ram has completed his task, I will pay you 25 euros for each impregnated ewe. This is hard one. Here go. Molis Ramsas, eki olokliroti ton ergo. Ego thasas plirosi, ikosi pende evra, ya kathe emporitis menoprovatina.
Molis Ramsas, eko
provatina. Provatina.
This is gross. Why are we learning this?
Greek immersion program. Now these. We must wait 147 days for ship to gestate. Prepina perimenome, ekaton sarande efta imeras, yata provata yana kiforisi.
Utah.
Excuse me, Stavros. I'm wondering if we're going to get to learn anything about conversational Greek or Greek culture and history. You know, ancient Greece.
Ancient Greece? Long time ago, many goats. Goats taste good, but lamb better for euros. Let's skip ahead. Here is trailer full of lambs.
Whoa.
Oh,
look at them.
They're so
look
cute.
They're cute lambs.
Next phrase. At 23 kilograms, we harvest the lamb. Staikosi 3 kila, silegume to arni.
Stylosi kias, lambratore arni.
This is horrible. I can't believe this is what you're teaching us. What about hello or goodbye?
You want hello, goodbye? Okay, try this. Hello, lamb. Yasas Arni.
Yasas Arni.
Now, goodbye, lamb. Adio, Arni.
Adio, Arni.
Okay, Hold up cleavers and repeat. On count of three, Anna, Theo, Tria.
Anna, Theo, Tria.
It was a hard summer, but we learned a lot at Greek immersion camp.
Opa! We harvested lambs, made gyros, and then we pretty much kept doing that all summer long. We toured every county fair and outdoor festival within a 200-mile radius.
We saw it all. And by all, we mean the inside of Stavros' food truck.
Stop talking and shave more meat.
Skaseyero, vulepse. Still, I wouldn't trade it for the cosmos. That means world.
Provo, Utah!
Provo, Utah!
Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and we were just having a little fun at the expense of our favorite Concordia language villages, but I'm joined now on stage by one of the actual people who manage Concordia language villages near Bemidji. Here she is, Jennifer Spear Hearn. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Opa.
Opa, yeah.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Aaron. Je suis un grand écureuil.
Écureuil, j'adore les écureuils.
Yeah, je voudrais une salade.
Oh, very nice. Okay. Yeah, squirrels do eat salads.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of squirrels.
Yeah, me too. Not lambs though. But no. What happens now? What happens at a Concordia language village? We painted a picture. Maybe you can tell us the true story.
Well, there aren't cleavers, but we have a lot of fun. We have a blast. We are a summer camp in the beautiful Northwoods of the Bemidji area and on the lakes here, and we have 50. We have kids come to us from over 50 states and 25 countries to learn one of 15 different languages. That's a lot of numbers.
It is a lot of numbers.
And it's a lot of languages, from Arabic to Swedish.
Wow. And how are these villages different? Obviously, the languages are different, but how are the villages different?
Well, the way we teach a language is through cultural activities, not necessarily in food trucks, but we have a lot of fun activities like dancing and the sports of the cultures, of the countries, of the languages. When kids come to us, they have a passport, and they do trade in their dollars for yen or euros or pesos, depending on the country there of the language. And they do things that are important to the cultures of those languages. We do talk about sustainability in Carlson in 15 different languages. In French, it's développement durable. So we learn about what's important to those cultures, right?
Now, Americans don't typically learn foreign languages. I may have betrayed that my high school French is a little shaky these days.
Oh, no. Très bien fait.
Okay, very good. Well, you're very kind. But what's the advantage to learning a second language?
Lots of advantages. And as you said, it's too bad. Americans are missing out. Many are. But the number one would be makes you smarter. It helps in your memory and your attention skills and even math skills. And number two, you're really learning to communicate. When you're trying to express yourself in another language, you're really concerned about whether or not you're being understood. So you want to know, what is that person thinking and what's important to that person? How are they going to understand what I'm saying? So you're really thinking about the two-way process of communication, and you're learning to build relationships. So kids out there at the language villages, we're playing together, but we're learning to get along. And we're learning to build relationships with people that are different from us.
Your camps teach Spanish, Arabic, Chinese, a lot of the languages that people hear about on the news, maybe they don't understand. What do you think people could learn from the kids who attend those camps?
I think the kids from ages 7 to 18 would probably tell you that they've learned that there are really cool things about the cultures of these languages that go way beyond what they see in the news of any turmoil that's happening in the world. They learn that people love to dance, people love to sing, people love to make really great foods. And they learn that people really have the basic needs that we do all over the world. They're more similar than they are different.
That's Jennifer Spear Hearn from the Concordia Language Villages. Now, Jennifer, you're going to introduce our next guest here. We have some young people who are going to sing us a song.
Yes. Oh, God. gosh, we have three special villagers from nearby Ten Strike, Minnesota, who between the three of them have attended 12 different language villages sessions, right? What languages?
You are mistaken.
But 12 different sessions, right?
Oh, all weeks, together. Yes.
Various languages. So we have Josabeth, Noel, and David Aguilera from Ten Strike. And what languages have you participated in?
Well, we have participated in villages like German, Spanish, and Italian so far.
And I think you're going to sing an Italian folk song for us, yes? What's the name of the song?
This song is called Bella Ciao, and it's a song about resistance. And basically, this person who is singing this is going to go fight for freedom, and they're going to die for that freedom. It's a beautiful goodbye.
Una mattina mi son svegliato, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi son svegliato, ho trovato l'invaso, oh partigiano, portami via, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 partigiano, portami via. Che mi sento di morir, e questo fiore del partigiano. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, 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 e questo fiore del partigiano. Morto per la libertà, e questo fiore del partigiano. Morto per
This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're almost to the end of our live broadcast from the Chief Theater in Bemidji, Minnesota. This whole hour we've been talking about words and where do they come from and what do they mean. Well, I got a word for you, and that word is mud. Every spring, mud becomes the great equalizer of northern Minnesota. Mud knows neither class nor race, creed, or religion. It only knows how to cake the undercarriage of your car so that every wheel rotation feels like running over a cat. That is mud. The politicians sling mud. They've been doing it for days, weeks, months, and years. We vote for them hoping they'll stop, and they mix fresh mud with our tears. You can curse the mud, but the mud will stare back at you unimpressed. You can hit the mud, but you and the mud are one. Mud is the simple byproduct of water and earth, the only two reasons we're still here to complain. This is the Great Northern Radio Show. I'm Aaron Brown. One more time, here's Known Only Locally.
Here's a sing-along for you. I know you know it.
I was 2 days out of Frisco in a broke-up country band. I had some Polynesian pleasures on the California sand. But it all came down as usual and I'm spent. Highway 80 up through Highway. Light on me. I was thinking of passing on more than I kind of retreat. She was blonde and tall, alone. She asked me in. Not going far, but have some stew. You're looking thin. How'd you like to sing for your ride and keep me away? And at least I could get you part of the way.
With a bag of love, she's always for the road. Your heart. I wanna feel your skin.
slapped, set her home on wheels, was named Elizabeth Ann, for the daughter of a brother of a man in Bethlehem. She'd been seeing friends in Eugene for a while, heading back to Pennsylvania to some kind of trial. So I unpacked my guitar case, sang some tunes as we went home. I played every song new, then again it was dawn. Stopping here, and you know I'd like for you to stay. Closer to Minnesota this way. And besides, nothing else much good happened today. And it's so cold outside anyway. With a bag of love
is always for the road.
Show is a production of Northern Community Radio. The show is made possible by support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the IRRRB Arts and Tourism Program, and the Blandman Foundation. Find our podcast at greatnorthernradioshow.org. Thanks to the Sheila Holton Memorial Fund. The show is produced, written, and hosted by me. I'm Aaron Brown. Additional writing this episode by Amy Rutten and Jason Skorich. Our production team is Sarah Bignall and Brett Carter. Our stage manager, Sarah Bignall. Broadcast audio production by Dan Haug, Chad Hotbed, and Jordan Lindquist. Thanks to our general manager, Maggie Montgomery, and the staff of Northern Community Radio. Thanks also to the staff of the Historic Chief Theater. The Great Northern Radio players tonight include C.J. Anderson, Brett Carter, Jason Skorich, Louisa Skorich, Lauren Dickish on sound effects. Also thanks to Anna Carlson, Jennifer Spear-Hearn, and the kids from the Concordia Language Villages. Thanks to our musical guests, known only locally, Christy Miller, Miriam Tell, Gary Frosty, Eric Carlson. Our house band is Babe and the Pauls, Katie Howe, Eric Sundin, DC, Corey Medina. Thanks to Anna Carlson. Playing us out with one more song, here's known only locally in the Great Northern Radio Show house band, take us out.
happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun on a bed shine, telling me I got to beware. Think it's time we all said stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Thank you.